This is going to be your first real shamanic journey, so we will take it easy and slow. Lie down and relax. Close your eyes. Let's begin. Right in front of you, there's a circle of stones. Look at the stones. You might see it clear, or maybe just blurry, that's okay. See a circle of stones in front of you. Step into the center of this stone circle. In the middle of this stone circle, there is a pole. This pole connects the earth and the sky. Walk towards this pole and lean on it. Feel the pole and feel the energies. The earth carries you. The sky protects you. You are carried and protected. Outside of the stone circle, you see a huge gate. This is the gate to the other world. Look at it closely. What material is it made of? Is it metal, wood, or something else? Now walk towards the gate. Keep looking at it. It doesn't matter if the pictures are still blurry. It will all become more clear the more you journey. See the gate to the other world right in front of you. And now step through the gate. Go into the other world, into the world of the ancient healing powers, into the world of the power animals and spirit teachers, into the world of the nature spirits. You come onto a big field. This is the middle world. We are here today to find your power animal. And for that, we will go down into the lower world. Now find your way down. You might find some stairs, an elevator. Maybe you dig a hole into the ground. Maybe you find a cave. Or you simply jump into a lake and dive down to its bottom. Find your way down to the lower world. Keep on walking down. Down, further down. Till you reach the portal of the lower world. This is some place where you will have to push harder to go through. Push through. Enter the lower world. You are here to meet your power animal. Look around. Observe how the lower world presents itself to you. Maybe you can see something, hear something, smell something, or even feel something. And now, ask your power animal to show itself. And remember, it could be that a whole zoo shows up, or it could be that just one animal comes, or nothing in the beginning. That's okay. Whenever you see an animal clearly, you ask it 3 times if it is your power animal. Only if it stays with you those 3 times, it is your power animal. Otherwise, you keep searching. Now ask your power animal to show itself. If you already found your power animal, just be with it. If you did not, ask again. Power animal, please show up. It's okay if you cannot find it on this first journey. You can do this journey more often. If you found your power animal, it is time to connect to it. See the power animal right in front of you. And now reach out with your arms. You can do this in your mind and with your physical arms. Reach out and bring the power animal into your heart. Connect with it on the soul level. Heart to heart connection. Feel this for a few moments. You connected yourself with your power animal now. This is a lifelong connection. Your power animal will always be on your side. And now it is time to go back. Alone or with your power animal, you return to the middle world. You come the same way up the way you went down. Leave the lower world and find your way to the middle world. Come to the gate. At the gate, say goodbye to your power animal or see you soon. And then you leave the other world through the gate. Go back into your stone circle. Lean against the stick and feel the energies. The earth carries you and the sky protects you. You are carried and protected. Always. Now take a deep breath and feel your body. Wiggle with your fingers and your toes and allow yourself to return to this reality. And when you're ready, open your eyes.